Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 240, recorded for the second time. No, recorded for the first time on Thursday, August 22nd, 2019, a part of the 2019 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Now I'm about to take a sip of this fine, it's a collaboration between Oscar Blues and Highwire. It's a session IPA. I can't remember. Haze Sesh, I believe, is the name. Hold on. It's good. And I needed that because I just did something that I've never done before. I just literally sat here. And so it's Talk About Your Week Thursday. And I decided to talk about a thing that I haven't really talked about too much. It's happened over the past couple weeks. And I hadn't talked about it yet. And I decided to go ahead and just knock it out, talk about it. And I did for, I think, somewhere around 10 minutes. And I pretty much, and then I have one other thing I wanted to talk about. Pretty much wrapped the first part up, looked down, and realized my Zoom is not on. So it wasn't that I didn't hit the button. Is that it didn't turn the Zoom on in the first place. I actually don't think I have ever done that before. This may have been a first. If it's not a first, it's a second at the very most. So I get to redo. Get to redo. And so what I was talking about was, it's not terrible. It's good, but it's emotional. It's Gracie moving out of the house. Gracie and her mom, Savannah, lived with Charlotte and I for the past 2 3/4 years. I mean, Savannah's lived here, you know, her whole life. Or with her mom, in different houses. When Gracie was born, that was basically, Charlotte basically retired from teaching to take care of Gracie. She was going to retire at some point. She'd been a teacher for 35 years, but Gracie was the thing that managed to 30 years, I guess 30 years. Gracie was the thing that talked her into it. She retired like a month and a half before Gracie was born. And so Charlotte, I mean, I've been here because I work from home most times, but Charlotte's been the primary, you know, caregiver during the day when Savannah, because Savannah was either in school or she was in cosmetology school, and then she's a hairdresser now. And works a lot of hours. So, we have been taking care of Gracie for the first 2.5 years of her life. I mean, I wasn't always there. Sometimes I'm like, you know, working or whatever, but, she's been here in the house every day, pretty much. I mean, Savannah has Sundays and Mondays off. So, they would go out and do stuff and go out with her, with Gracie's dad, and those two are married now, you know, that's all cool and everything. She's been here, and we were like, and you know, it's tough for young adults nowadays. It's like things are expensive and there's a lot of stuff going on and there's a lot of moving parts, and they've just been trying to figure out, you know, they're at the beginning of their lives and stuff is expensive. And so we're like, you just take all the time you need. And we haven't really known when things were going to change, but when they change really fast. So literally about 2.5 or 3 weeks ago, a rental property came available in our neighborhood that was appropriate for them and something that they could, like, the people actually knew Charlotte's family, and so they were very, you know, like, you know, they and thought well of them and stuff. And so it was like very likely they were going to be able to get this. And, you know, otherwise, you know, we knew that they were going to be moving out eventually. And it could have been anywhere. It could have been, you know, a mile away, or it could have been 15 miles away. I mean, it wasn't going to be 100 miles away because they both work kind of in the area. But Savannah, the hair salon that she works at is actually like 20 miles away. It's a very nice salon, which is why she worked there. But, you know, theoretically, they could have moved 20 miles away to be near the salon. But this place came open and came available and was at, like, a perfect time. And it was something that was kind of like a gift horse just, like, poof, fell. And it was like, it's time for them to do this. And so we went from them expecting them to be here for a while still to them moving out like a week and a half ago. Or two and a half weeks? A week and a half, pretty much a week and a half ago, I think, was when it kind of all happened in a one fell swoop. Now, that doesn't mean that she's gone or anything. We pick up about 3 months ago, Gracie started going to daycare. She needed the socialization with other kids. It was time. She was old enough. She's like 2 and a half, maybe a little more. And she needed that. And Charlotte needed a little bit of time to be able to do some stuff on her own. And so it was all good. And in general, we are still picking her up from daycare like we have been doing. And then either her dad or her mom pick her up anywhere, you know, like several hours later, depending. You know, we pick her up usually 2 or 3, and her parents get her anywhere from 4 to 8, just depending on the day, you know. They sometimes come over here for dinner because we're literally, so this is not only in the neighborhood, it's like 30 seconds away by car. And that's with Pop-Pop, that's with Ken driving. If Grandma Charlotte needed to be down there fast, I'm pretty sure she could get there in 33 seconds running, and she'd get there in about 4 seconds in the car. She would just, you know, that would be not a problem. So they are right around the corner. They're like 8 houses away. And she's here, and Gracie's here almost every day. And her parents are together, and they have their own house, and they're like, you know, figuring out their life. And it's, you know, this super cool thing for a pair of young adults that we both really care about, you know, doing their own thing. But it's still weird for Charlotte and I. I was going to say especially for me, but it's not especially for me. But just my thing is different than Charlotte's because this is her first grandchild. This is my first. See, Savannah's my stepdaughter. And I didn't even really meet her until she was 11. In that ballpark, I'd have to do the math. But she was already no longer a child. She was like a preteen. And then her brother was even older. He was already, it was like 16, 15 or 16. So this is the first little child that I've ever been in the house. And I was in the house because we were the primary caregivers while our mom was at school and at work. So I got to see all the like baby stuff and figure out how to change diapers and all those crazy things. And that I didn't do that with my own child. I did it with my granddaughter. So it's not like, I mean, she's my granddaughter. She's not my daughter. But it is a difference, not, you know. I mean, she was, a lot of times, you know, she would be gone with her mom and her dad. You know, they would go to dinner or whatever. But like at night, you know, we'd be quiet in the house because her and her mom would be asleep and things like that. And now in the past, you know, week and a half, all of a sudden it's kind of like back to before she was around. It's like, it's weird. We're getting used to it. And she comes over. She's probably going to, we're making the deals. Like Pop-Pop and Grandma probably need to have some Gracie nights, you know, like once a week. Or I mean, I'm sure it'll become once every couple weeks or whatever at some point. But we need a little bit of Gracie time. We see her almost every day. We pick her up. Like I said, we pick her up from daycare almost every day. And she's here for several hours. But our lives changed a huge amount a couple of years ago when she arrived on the scene, and they just a couple of weeks ago changed a whole bunch again. And it's a super good thing. I'm not saying it's not. It is a super good thing, but it is just a big thing in our lives it's a big change, and it's a change that happened really fast. It was just one of those lightning struck, and we like either had to grab that ring, you know, and go, let's see how many metaphors I can go with here. You had to grab it and go for it, or, you know, it was probably going to be gone. So I encourage them both to grab it and go for it. And they did. And I think it's great. and you know they're got their own home and they're setting things up and starting to have their own lives, and it's wonderful, it's great. And but we're glad to be nearby and not, you know, 10 or 20 or 100 miles away, and be here if they need us. And you know, it's weird. It's cool, but it's weird. So, oh, thank goodness. This time, it is. Because this is about the point. Right about here, where I was getting ready to completely switch. Where I looked down earlier, and I was like, my Zoom's not on. I just took a deep breath. So, that's happened over the past couple weeks. I guess the other thing to talk about is, I might as well talk about it now, because by next week, I'll probably talk about it a little next week, but on Thursday next week, we'll be on the, we'll probably talk in the car on the way to DragonCon. DragonCon's coming. There's costumes everywhere. Big plastic tubs of stuff and all that stuff. And the main thing is, and I don't think this is a secret, because I think people saw it last year. I have an even bigger beard than I did last year because I bumped back when I stopped shaving a little bit. And my hair, I bumped back my haircut too, but that didn't seem to work because I think my hair stopped growing, which sucks. But so one of the costumes that Charlotte and I started last year and we really liked was I'm doing the War Doctor. Doctor Who, John Hurt's character, and she is doing Bad Wolf for the moment, whatever you want to call Rose Tyler's character from that same episode. We did it last year and it went over really well. But for me to do it, I have to grow out my hair and my beard much, much longer than I normally do. So I stopped. I normally wear a beard, but I wear like a 3-day growth of beard, and I now have a 2-month growth of beard. And it's over the past couple weeks in particular, it's gotten to the point where it's like long enough that I'm like playing with my beard all the time. So it's interesting, and I joked about it the other day Tuesday, I think, with Charlotte. I'm like, you know, I could just let this puppy grow. I mean, we have some friends that have, you know, the big, big beards. I was like, I could be like Steve or John and have, and she's like, no.
No.
Charlotte likes about the 3-day growth of beard. So, in a little over a week, we will do those characters, and I will trim up most of this beard. Part of the reason that I leave the whole full beard, because even though he mostly has the Van Dyke, the goatee plus the mustache, he actually has the little patches. I've looked at a lot of pictures. He has little patches that are on the side as well. And I don't want to walk around. I don't want to be trimming that up for 2 months and have these little patches growing out on the side of my face. Because he's the War Doctor, you know, he's been through a lot. So what I'm just doing is what I did last year. I'm just letting the beard grow out. And then, so probably Thursday and Friday at Dragon Con, I will have a big old beard. And then on Saturday or sometime on Friday or Saturday, depending, I don't know exactly when we're going to do it, I'll be trimming most of this up. I'll go it down to a Van Dyke. I'll have the little trims on the side, and then we'll do our characters. And if we do them on Friday and Saturday, I'll have that for 2 days. And then when we get to the point where we're not doing Doctor Who anymore, I'll clean up the little stragglers that are on the side, and then I'll just have a Van Dyke. And I might even trim that down at that point, because I'll be done. Because that's what I normally wear, is a Van Dyke or a very, very short overall beard. So, but it's been, like I said, the past couple weeks in particular, it's finally gotten long enough that I'm like, this beard is like something that I'm paying attention to, because I bump into it all the time. It's gotten long enough that it's kind of a thing. But I haven't, on the other hand, I haven't had it long enough that I'm used to it, you know. So I'm right in that like sweet spot, as it were, of beard gets maximal attention. And oh my gosh, we're almost at 15 minutes. As several people have said, these podcasts do tend to go longer as the dog days move on. So I'm going to wrap this up now before it goes even longer. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's K-E-N-Z-O-I-D.com. You can find everything else there. So I'm cutting this quick. My podcast is Creative Commons License Attribution, Share Alike version 3.0 unported. And tomorrow will be Farmers, Friends, and Family Friday. So we'll see what we get tomorrow. Not that I don't like Gracie, but maybe we'll try and be a little more varied. But if not, I'll just use Gracie because she's cute. So thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.